This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the approval of 1 lakh crore rupee Urban Challenge Fund UCF by the Union Cabinet. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the fund will leverage market finance, private participation and citizen-centric reforms to deliver high-quality urban infrastructure. He said the initiative will make cities the key drivers of the country's economic growth. The Urban Challenge Fund is a centrally sponsored scheme of the Ministry of Home and Urban Affairs with a total central assistance of 1 lakh crore rupees. The centre has approved the construction of the country's first underwater twin-tube road-cum-rail tunnel project that will be built under the Brahmaputra River in Assam. The 33.7-kilometre-long, four-lane, access-controlled, greenfield connectivity project, which will include a 15.79-kilometre twin-tube tunnel under the river, has been approved by the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA. The infrastructure project will be developed at a cost of 18,662 crore rupees in engineering, procurement, construction, EPC mode. The stretch will connect Gohpur on NH-15 and Numaligarh on NH-715 in Assam, cutting short the distance between the two Assam cities to just 34 kilometres from the current 240 kilometres. The travel time will be reduced to just 20 minutes from 6 hours. The project will provide significant benefit to Assam, Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland and other northeastern states. Prime Minister Modi, in a social media post, hailed the project's role in accelerating growth in the entire northeast. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reaffirmed the Narendra Modi government's commitment to the agricultural community, ensuring that the interests of farmers, cattle rearers and fishermen will remain protected in all international trade agreements. The minister was speaking after launching the country's first central bank digital currency CBDC-based public distribution system at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar, Gujarat today. Mr. Shah countered the opposition's claims, asserting that the interests of farmers, cattle rearers and fishermen have been safeguarded in both the India-US trade deal and the India-EU free trade agreement.
European Union ke saath hue FTA aur American trade deal.
In both the FTA, free trade agreement with the European Union and the American trade deal, Narendra Modi ji has completely secured the farmers. No one needs to worry. Today, once again, I want to assure the fishermen, the livestock farmers and the tillers, the farmers of India, that the leader of the Bharatiya Janata Party, Narendra Modi, can never compromise your interests. It is impossible.
Narendra Modi karhi
The festival of Mahashivratri is being celebrated across the country today with deep devotion and spiritual fervour. Considered one of the most sacred occasions for the devotees of Lord Shiv, the day is marked by fasting, special prayers and night-long worship at temples. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Home Minister Amit Shah have extended wishes to the citizens on the occasion of Mahashivratri. In Bangladesh, the newly elected members of parliament and cabinet members are set to be sworn in on Tuesday, February 17, following the landslide victory of the Bangladesh Nationalist Party, BNP, in the 13th national election. The United States and Iran will hold a second round of talks over Tehran's nuclear program next week. In a statement, the Swiss Foreign Ministry confirmed this and said Oman, which hosted the first round of indirect talks on the 6th of this month, will host the Geneva talks, though exact dates were not disclosed. During the first discussions, U.S. President Donald Trump warned Tehran that failure to reach an agreement would be very traumatic, while Iran said it could respond with its own action. In the Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will take on Pakistan in a much-anticipated Group A encounter at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo this evening. The match is set to begin at 7 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In women's cricket, host Australia were 121 for 6 in 14 overs against India in the first T20 International of the three-match series in Sydney. Earlier, India won the toss and opted to bowl. And that is the end of this news bulletin.